Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Central Major Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What's Happening in the UK? By Jamal Harwood. The United Kingdom has had three prime ministers and four chancellors of the exchequer, finance ministers, over the past 3 months. The ruling Conservative Party, known as the Tories, are languishing in the opinion polls as much as 30% behind the opposition, Labour Party, which itself is populated by politicians lacking in experience and standing to lead the country. Having taken the decision to replace Boris Johnson, who had been prosecuted and found guilty, and fined for breaking his own COVID lockdown laws, the Tory Party chose inexperienced politician Liz Truss as the new PM. While Johnson was popular amongst party members and the electorate with his charismatic style, he presided over a deeply corrupt and incompetent regime. His legacy is not delivering Brexit light when Northern Ireland is effectively still trapped in the EU. But more, the eye-watering £400 billion spent on COVID, including £45 billion in mostly unrecoverable loans to businesses, many of which were fraudulent. Much of the provision for protective equipment and test and trace, quote unquote, was also channeled to friendly, quote unquote, business partners of the politicians. The other legacy of Johnson was an economy in the doldrums, inflation at over 10%, government debt at record levels, and with energy prices rapidly rising. To eat or to heat, quote unquote, is a burning question for many. Then Chancellor Rishi Sunak was one of the first to resign in protest against Johnson, although he too had been found guilty of breaking COVID rules and was fined. And he was the architect of many of the economic policies which failed to generate growth in the economy or protect the public from inflation. With interest rates climbing, mortgages now over 6%, the population is suffering in other ways too. Interest on debt, recession looming, and the inevitable business shutdowns. After Johnson resigned, the Tory party held elections for the next PM. Liz Truss, a functional politician without charisma, won over Sunak and set about putting in place new economic policies with close friend Kwasi Kwarteng in tow as Chancellor. Even though their plans were unlikely to work, lower tax, increased spending, and hope that growth would return, and were still skewed to helping the wealthy. These plans spooked the all-powerful markets. George Parker of the Financial Times called it, quote, "The free marketeers have been undone by the markets," end quote. The government bond gilt dived, interest rates rose, and the pound also dropped precipitously. Then followed the Bank of England bailout of the gilt market and a humiliating reversal of the Truss policies. The Economist magazine said of Truss, quote, "Truss is set to be remembered as the Prime Minister whose grip on power was the shortest in British political history." Ms. Truss entered Downing Street on September 6th. She blew up her own government with a package of unfunded tax cuts and energy price guarantees on September 23rd. Take away the 10 days of mourning after the death of the Queen, and she had 7 days in control. That is the shelf life of a lettuce. End quote. Truss and Kwarteng had to go after only 45 days in charge. They resigned, and the Conservatives again had to bring in another PM and cabinet team. Rishi Sunak got the nod, even with his obvious failings, when he worked with Boris Johnson. Sunak is the youngest modern-day leader of the UK at 42 years of age and is a former banker with Goldman Sachs. Yet this economic crisis is set to run and run. Inflation remains at 10%. Mortgage rates are over 6% and rising, and more are being run into poverty as winter looms. The Conservative Party, in line with British politics in general, lacks talent, statesmen and credibility. The experiment with Liz Truss was a gross mistake. Truss and Kwarteng lacked basic competence in financial matters, with many mistakes in their mini-budget. They had to go. Ex-banker Sunak has financial competence and will rule over a return to, quote-unquote, austerity, to appease the markets and the US. It is noteworthy that Biden openly criticised the Liz Truss economic plans, including lowering business taxes. Sunak will be more compliant to US wishes and initiate several unpopular policies, including spending cuts and bringing in central bank digital currencies, a proxy for greater public control and higher taxes. Regardless of his term in office, elections in 2024 will likely see the end of the Conservatives for some time. Sunak rules over a divided, weakened party, and increasingly a divided country with poverty on the increase.